Good morning, guys. Welcome to another episode of What's Buzzing with AMB. Dating after being in a long-term relationship. This is me speaking on my experience. It's terrible. It's really terrible. And I hate to say this, and this is just not to be mean or, you know, it's not even being mean, but this is just truth. If you didn't have someone there while you were in a relationship, then starting new with someone that you don't know, it really doesn't work out. It really doesn't. And for me, dating is just not my thing right now. And I want to try it. I've tried it. And I'm just not interested. I done did the movie dates, dinner dates, you know, just to go out and let's, you know, sit and talk dates. And I'm just really not interested in dating anyone right now. I don't know. I just don't feel like doing the whole thing of getting to know somebody right now. I have a lot going on for myself that I feel like the person that's going to enter my life that I'm dating has to understand that he needs to be with it and on board and ride that train with me. And a lot of guys, unfortunately, are not ready for a woman who has a good hustle. They just want the kind of, you know, woman that's just going to be submissive and cater to them at all times. And I've been that woman, and I've given up a lot being that woman, and I've lost myself, and I refuse to do it again. So for me, dating is just not my thing. I mean, I've dated guys that I've known for years, but just known them as far as, you know, seeing them outside or passing through, hey, what's up, you know, blah, 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 blah. No real conversation with them. So then when I actually go on a date with them, they really don't have shit to talk about. And I just don't want to. And then as far as a lot of guys want to date, then they want to have sex. And I'm just like, that is just typical shit that I just don't want to be bothered with. Like, I have to be attracted to you in that way for me to feel like I want to have sex with you. And 9 times out of 10, the guys I've been dating, I'm not attracted to them sexually. Half of the time, I'm not even really attracted to them at all. But I just go out with them because, you know, I just want to give them a chance, give them a shot. Because half of the time, what they're talking about is just not something that I want to deal with. And when I tell them what I got going on, they're just like, well, how do you make time for me if you have all that stuff going on? So I don't know if that's what I want to do. I don't think that's my thing. So, yeah. Dating after being in a long-term relationship really kind of sucks. I mean, kudos to those who've gotten out of long-term relationships and started dating people in months. But my theory is they probably already been there, because I doubt if it's someone new. But kudos to you if you were able to move right along just like that into something with a new person that you barely know and try to get to know them all over again and do all that. Kudos to you. But for me, it's just, I'm just not with it. I'm really not with it. And people's intentions are not always good. So I'm chilling for right now. Like, I'm good. Maybe I might take another year of not being in a relationship and see where it takes me. But right now, as for now, and that's almost 11 months out of one, it's just not my thing. I'm just over it already, unfortunately. But, yeah. I don't think it's gonna, I don't, It's just trying to get to know, you know, and it's just like, it takes a lot to get to know people. And a lot of people come with baggage. You got to choose if you really want to deal with the baggage. And it's just, you know. And I mean baggage as far as not children, because 9 times out of 10, most women, most men have children. You're not really dating someone that don't have any kids. You're dating someone that has kids or whatever the case may be. I'm talking about baggage where they can't get over their exes, you know, and deep down inside, yeah, they're moving on, they're doing whatever they're doing, but they're still in love, or they still have some type of feelings for their ex. And I just don't feel like dealing with any of that stuff. And then, I don't know. I'm just really picky right now, so I'm chilling. But shout out to all of you who were in long-term relationships, who got out of them, and are currently seeing someone that you truly care about and love, and y'all building. Kudos to you guys, and I hope all works out for you guys. But for AMB, nope. No time soon, so we'll touch this topic again. We'll see where I'm at in a few months, how I feel. But for right now, AMB is the only focus I have right now. And that's pretty much it. So you guys have a beautiful day. Happy Monday. Get out there and get that money. And to all those that don't work, get up and do something, you know, do something productive. Clean your house. Take a walk in the park. It's a beautiful day. It's going to be 70 degrees today. Take a walk in the park and clear your mind. And yeah, that's it. So that concludes What's Buzzin' with AMB. Later.